As we continue to learn through the kinos, we'll focus this morning on kina tes zayin, zochar asher tsar bifnim. This is the kina that really discusses titus harasha. Titus harasha does terrible things inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, when he comes and he ravages and he defaces the Beis HaMikdash. And of the many themes in this kina is a theme about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself being chained, sosrit sonov asur ba'askim, that Hashem himself, it's a wild paradox that here Titus HaRasha is getting the chance to go full on whatever he wants to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet Hashem is, so to speak, restrained. He has arrested his Midas HaRachamim, and he's letting the Midas HaDin prevail. But there is another theme to this kina, and it's actually a theme of this kina, of the next kina, and that is the theme of youth. The kina talks about different stories, including a story about how the Gemara tells us in Gittin how the Romans were taking 400 boys and girls back to Rome to do terrible things. And on the boat, the boys begin to paskin, to darshan a shayla, what should they do? Should they continue? Should they kill themselves? Should they die al kiddush Hashem? And then they quote psukim in which they learn that, yes, it's the right thing to die al kiddush Hashem. And the girls, upon hearing this, realize that they should die and jump off the boat. The boys, the Gemara says, realizing that if the girls are going to do that, and perhaps what they were going to, you know, be violated with was at least within the norm, that they jump off as well and they die. And in fact, in the 1800s, in the Volga River in Russia, there is a similar story that the locals came in to arrest the Jews and convert them. They brought them down to the Volga River to baptize them. And they marched the children into the river, and none of the children came back up. Exactly like the Gemara tells us, they died al Kiddush Hashem. So the question sort of is, what's the connection with these stories? The story that talks about Titus, the kina that talks about the children. And I believe that we make a kina for Titus HaRasha because we are reminded of the fact that even though he does evil things, he's one person. The depth of his evilness is so grand that he can do such terrible things, and that's the lowest of the low that a person could get to. The lowest of the low, the worst of the worst, that a person could go into the Beis HaMikdash and do these terrible things. But I believe that if we want to know Titus and the psyche of evil, we have to understand that the same way that there is ra, there's bad in the world, and that one person can do so much bad, there is also good in the world, and one person can do so much good. And I believe it's why this kina also discusses children. There's nowhere else in our world that we speak more of in terms of potential and impact and goals and visions and dreaming than children. And unfortunately, this past year, we have lost many in our world, children, young men, young women, who died in terrible tragedies. And it's that potential, that loss of that impact that we think about. That's why the Romans, Rabbi Soloveitchik would say, the Romans targeted the children because he knew that the children were our future. And if they could get the children, then we would lose that Mesorah and that connection. And I once read a very inspiring story from a child, from Moshe Zev Flinkler. Moshe Zev Flinker was born in 1926, and he was killed by the Nazis in 1944. And he writes, he had a diary, and he writes on Tisha B'Av of 1943. Says, today it's 2,529 years since the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. He knows, then he did the math. On this day, we recall everything that happened, from the defenders of the walls of Yerushalayim to the victims of the Gestapo who had fallen in the name of their people and their Lord. And on this day, our thoughts go to our people, wherever they may be, and especially to that part of our precious few who bear the greatest and heaviest load of the burden of exile. And he writes that on Tisha B'Av, in these days of incomparable trouble, we are united with all of Israel, united in agony and pain, and our eyes filled with tears, but we shall lift our heads, straighten our backs, for we must assuredly know that the blood of our people will not remain unavenged, and vengeance shall certainly be exacted. This is children, and the same kina that talks to us about the bad that one can do is the same kina that reminds us about the potential and the good that one person can do.